You know, so oftentimes we find ourselves just going through motions. Every one of us have routines that we follow pretty much every day. They begin the same way, they continue the same way, they end the same way. We eat the same food at our meals, we watch the same shows on our TV, we go to the same places for work, for study, for play, it doesn't matter. We have a routine that we follow, don't we? And you know, even with our spiritual lives, we have a routine that we usually follow. And sometimes we find ourselves just going through the motions of our religion. You know, even though we know God, even though we worship God, sometimes I think we fail to ask a very important question about ourselves with our spiritual life. Questions that begin with two little words, am I? You know, we find ourselves asking questions like this, like, what am I going to wear today? Or what am I going to do today? And I think religiously we need to ask ourselves a lot of questions that begin with the little words, am I? So tonight I want to give you some suggestions that maybe we need to ask ourselves as we look at our spiritual lives. Am I? The first one is this. Am I seeking God? Now, you've heard it preached from every pulpit. It is spoken in the scriptures that God is to be first in our lives. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That means that we put God first. He is not happy with the second place in your life, and more so unhappy on farther down in our list of important things in life. He demands to be number one. So the question first is, am I seeking God? Am I seeking to know him in a better way? Am I seeking to love him in a better way? Am I seeking to be as one with him, to be a part of him, and seeing to it that he is a part of me? It is so important. And the scriptures challenge us with this tonight. In your Bibles, in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and verse 14, if you'd like to turn over there. Chronicles, chapter 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and verse 14. The writer of the book of 2 Chronicles, of course, is Ezra. And these are the words that Ezra is penning. And these words are actually coming from the Lord. Ezra has just penned them on paper for us. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. What is the words written here by Ezra actually saying to this? Of course, God is speaking them. And God is offering to hear his people. He is offering to forgive his people. He is offering to forgive their land and put them back in a good relationship with him. But this hearing, this forgiving, this healing, we find is conditional. Before this is going to happen, the Israelites are going to have to answer the question, am I? Am I humbling myself before God as he is asking them to do? Am I praying? Am I seeking God the way he has asked me to do? Am I willing to turn from my wicked ways? And you know, you and I, we have the same challenge today. Those of us who wear the name of Christ, those of us who have given our lives to Christ, we must answer that question for ourselves. Am I humbling ourselves before God? Am I seeking him through prayer? Am I turning away from my sins and my wickedness? Each one of us have to answer that question. And you know, the sad thing about that is, we have to answer it honestly, don't we? Oh, we can tell ourselves how good we are and what great things we do for the Lord. But in reality, every time we ask ourselves this question, we already know the honest answer, don't we? We know whether or not we are giving God our very best. And we must do this not only as an individual Christian, we must do this as a church. We must do this as a family. We must do this as a nation. We have to be sure that we individually are doing what we can to put God number one in our lives. Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning with verse 11. Jeremiah writes, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, that not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." You know, Jeremiah is pretty much echoing what Ezra has written here in 2 Chronicles. He is telling us that, and again, the Lord is speaking here, this is conditional. He is thinking good thoughts of you for peace. He is looking to offer for you the greatest things in life. But in order to receive that, we must be willing to look to Him, to call upon Him, to pray to Him. Then He says, "I will listen to you." So ask yourself the question, am I doing these things? We must give God our all. You know, Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, Jesus tells us, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And friend, if this is not a part of your life, then you cannot answer the I am questions correctly. It is the greatest thing that we can do. We must develop a strong and dedicated faith. You know, the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So the question is, are you doing that? When you look into that mirror and you say, am I? Are you really doing it? Are you giving God the very best? Are you seeking Him in a greater way? The next I am question is this. Am I repenting of all of my sin? You know, I love this passage from Isaiah 59, and y'all already know that I wear this verse out from the pulpit. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." Do you know what this is saying? The sin that is in your life, and we all have sin, that sin is not God's fault. He didn't do this to you. He didn't cause this to be a part of you. You are the one who have stopped listening. You are the one who have stopped caring. You are the one who have stopped obeying. You are the one who have separated yourself from God. And when it comes to repenting of this, this is something that you have to do. God has no reason to repent for anything because He's done nothing wrong. You are the one who has to make the change. You are the one who left God. And you are the one who has to come back. Are you willing to repent of all of your sins? Now, you know, we are told to repent of our sins. Confess our faults one to another. Pray for one another. And that's what we have been told to do. And we do that. And it corrects the wrong that is within our lives. When you do that, are you honest? Are you sincere? Do you really mean it when you say it? So ask yourself that question. Am I repenting? Really repenting. You know, repenting just doesn't mean I'm sorry I did that. You know, as a child, we would get caught doing something wrong, and we were so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. You really wasn't sorry. You were just sorry that you got caught. Repentance is not being sorry that you got caught. Repentance is the fact that I am sorry I did this. And I'm going to change, and I'm not going to do this again. That's what repentance means. Am I repenting of my sins as God has asked me to do? Number three, am I making my relationships right? Now we're talking about one another. Now you're talking about the person sitting next to you, the person in front of you, the person behind you. In this room, we all have a relationship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Do you make sure that that relationship is always in the right way? Listen to something Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses or sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Now, what is hard to understand about that? It comes down to a simple statement. If you forgive, God forgives. If you don't, He won't. It's as simple as that. Am I making sure that my relationship with my fellow Christians are right? Number four. Am I prepared to seek God's will and not my own? Who in here does not like to have things go their way? We all want things to go our way, don't we? When we set out to do something, we want to accomplish that. When we set out to stop something, we want to stop that. We want things to go the way that we want them to go. Does it always happen? No. In fact, probably more times than not, it does not work out the way you first wanted it to. But if your faith in God is right, it will work out for your good, because that's a promise that God has given to us. He will see to it that all things work out to our good if we will love Him and if we will be called according to His purpose. I want you to listen to something that John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him. In other words, we trust this statement. We know this is true. Listen. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. In other words, if we have faith that God is going to answer our prayers, God is going to answer our prayer. Now let me ask this, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that when you ask something of Jesus that He will hear us, and that when He hears us, He will answer us? Do you really believe that? We better believe that. Now, let me tell you something else. God always hears us. And God always answers our prayer. But He doesn't always give us what we want. But He always gives us what we need. Everybody in this room have had things to happen to them in their lives that they simply do not understand. They have not been able to figure out, why did this happen to me? Why was this taken from me? Why am I having to go through this? And after a period of time, you may come to the realization that this was God's work and that you are better off because of it. We have to believe that God's will is greater than our own. Now, in Matthew 21, verse 22, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That means that I can have anything I want, that I can do anything I want? No, that doesn't mean that at all. What that means is that you have the faith in God to know that He will give you what is right. That's as far as it goes. That's as far as it can go. Because sometimes what God knows is right is something that you don't know is right. And we have to have the faith and the trust in God to accept His will, because His will is greater than ours. His understanding is greater than ours. And He gives us what is best when we ourselves do not know what is best. We only know what we want. Here's something else. God's will be done. You can start in Genesis chapter 1. And you can read all the way through Revelation 22. Has there ever been a time when God's will did not reign? God has always had His will with mankind. Oh, He may let mankind dabble in something that He doesn't want for them, just so that they can see this is not what you need. But God's will does not change. It is always the best for you. And as I've already quoted Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. If we believe that, then we can look in the mirror and we can answer that question, am I prepared to seek God's will instead of my own? With a resounding yes, I am ready to do that. And then finally, am I yielding completely to God? In other words, as Paul put it, have I died to myself so that Christ can live in me? Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Do you do that? Do you have that kind of love for your Lord that you will do that? Are you willing to let everything go in order to be His servant, His disciple, His follower? You know, we're talking about the apostles in our Sunday morning Bible classes, and how every one of them, when Jesus said, follow me, they dropped what they were doing immediately and followed Him. Would you do that? That's what He's asking of us. The day that you put on Christ by obeying the gospel of Christ, you literally said to Him, Lord, I am following You. I am giving up the world. I am giving up my ways. I'm giving up my wants. I'm giving up my passion. I am putting You first in my life. Are you doing that? Are you yielding everything for your Lord? Because let me tell you, my friends, He has given up all for you. Are you putting your trust in Him regardless of the situation that you find yourself in? And again, I know that we all have situations in life that we're having to deal with from time to time that are not pleasant. That things go wrong in our lives, from the youngest to the oldest. We all have to deal with that. You know, Solomon gives us a proper example of how to deal with this. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do you know why we are never to lean upon our own understanding? You ever wonder why? It's because sometimes we don't understand. It's as simple as that. You tell the very small child to keep his hand away from the eye of the stove. Why? It's pretty and red right now. I want to touch it. But you know he don't need to touch that stove. And what's going to happen to him if he does? And that goes with everything in life. There are so many things in life that we literally must stay away from because they are dangerous and even deadly to us. And sometimes we don't understand that. We can't figure that out. And that's why Solomon said, look, when you come across times like this in your life when things don't go right and you're trying to figure out what to do, trust in God. Let Him help you work through these times of your life because He understands, you don't. And the fact is that unless we have this level of faith, unless we have this level of trust, number one, we cannot be pleasing to Him. We will not be able to serve Him in a good way. And we will not have an I am relationship with Him. You know, our Lord and Savior, He proved that He is the great I am. I am the bread of life. I am all of these things to you. I am the living sacrifice. I am the one who gave my life for you. I am. Now your question is, am I? Am I deserving of all this greatness? No, we're not. Am I wanting to receive this from the Lord? Yes, I am. Am I willing to do what I need to do in order to receive it? I can answer that for me. I can't answer it for you. I know what the answer should be. Yes, I will. So tonight the question is, am I truly transformed to love, understand, and serve my Savior? I think Paul said it best. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Tonight, my friends, if you see as a Christian that you are not giving God your best, that you can't answer that am I question in an affirmative way, you need to take another look at your life. There are changes that need to be made. Make those changes tonight. And bring yourself back to God, having the kind of relationship, the kind of love, the kind of dedication that you need to have as His child. It may be that you're here this evening and that you're not a Christian. You need to make the decision today to give your life to Him, to serve Him, to love Him, knowing that because of His love for you, you have an opportunity to give it back. And you have an opportunity to live with Him, to be with Him, for all eternity. Answer the am I question tonight as we stand and sing this invitation song.